Thank you for joining us to learn more about the early detection of melanoma utilizing patient and physician screening. With us today is Dr. Laura Ferris, Assistant Professor in the Department of Dermatology at the University of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania. Dr. Ferris, which patients should dermatologists target for melanoma screening, and what strategies for self-examination should be emphasized to patients?
Well, we don't have really defined guidelines right now that say who should be screened and how often. So unlike other cancer screenings like mammography or colonoscopy that say we should target this population starting at this age and do it this often, even though there may be some controversy about those, there are kind of guidelines in place. And we really don't have those for skin cancer screening. However, we do believe that through screening, we can impact melanoma mortality, since early detection is clearly the best way to go about doing that. So what we really are left with is trying to look at the data that we have about who gets melanoma and who dies from melanoma, and then trying to make our best decision based on that information. So one of the things that we want to consider is, although melanoma can occur in patients at any age, it's certainly far more prevalent with older patients. The other thing to look at is that while both men and women get melanoma, melanoma is not only more common in men, it's also more deadly in men. So one of the things to really think about is that older patients, and particularly older men, are the patients that we really want to be targeting for screening. Another consideration, too, is that when we look at who comes in for screening, it tends to be younger patients, it tends to be women, and so while our older men are really our patients we need to be the most concerned about, they're actually the least likely to come to us to seek out skin cancer screening. So one strategy for trying to get them to do this better is to try to get them when they're in our office for another reason. So maybe they're in there for a rash or for a benign lesion, and to say, you know, you're somebody who would benefit from skin cancer screening. Why don't we have you put on a gown, and why don't we let the dermatologist look you over head to toe? With these older men, the other thing that we can do is that the American Academy of Dermatology does have Melanoma Mondays and an annual screening program. And so one thing that we want to try to do is really target our advertising of these types of programs to an audience primarily of older patients, and really when we can of older men. Another group of patients that we want to think about screening are also those patients who have risk factors. So really when we're screening, our main goal is to make sure that we're finding melanoma. So we do find things like basal cell carcinomas as well, but really in terms of early detection, what we're really most interested in finding is melanoma. So when we look at patients who are at higher risk of melanoma, that would be somebody who has 1 to 2 or more first-degree relatives with melanoma, somebody who has a high number of nevi or a high number of atypical nevi, so maybe more than 50 common nevi, or 3 or more dysplastic or atypical nevi. We also want to think about patients who may have had an extreme level of sun exposure. This could include people who have very outdoor careers, or also patients who have had non-melanoma skin cancer. So somebody who's had a basal cell or a squamous cell carcinoma should be screened regularly, because we know that they do have a history of sun exposure, and we know that they are at higher risk of melanoma because they've had those non-melanoma skin cancers. One thing to consider in targeting which patients to screen also includes which patients are least likely to find their own melanoma. We know that about 50% of melanomas are detected by patients initially. And with melanoma, we really have a unique situation in that patients can find their own melanoma even when it's very thin melanoma in situ and completely curable. This really isn't the case with other cancers like colon cancer or breast cancer. So we want to think about screening those patients who are least likely to find their own melanoma. And certainly there are data that suggests that older patients are less likely to self-detect melanoma. We also know that men tend to be a little less likely to self-detect melanoma. And so trying to target these patients for screening where they may benefit from earlier detection by a dermatologist is a good idea. By contrast, younger patients tend to be better at detecting their own melanoma, as are women. And in fact, studies have shown that the benefit of dermatologist detection is primarily seen among older men. Another thing that we want to think about in terms of encouraging self-detection is that encouraging our patients to do a skin self-examination is always a good idea. It's free, it can be done at home, and it helps our patients to better learn about their skin and better understand what their moles look like. Some things that can aid in this are giving our patients a melanoma picture aid. So there was one study that showed that a melanoma picture aid, if used while performing skin self-examination, improves detection of earlier and thinner melanomas. And a melanoma picture aid is really not a fancy tool. It's something that we all probably have in our offices already, something that just shows a picture of melanoma. So a lot of us have brochures on skin cancer and on melanoma, and really giving these to any patient who walks in the door at least gives them the education about what melanoma looks like and what they'd be looking for in a skin self-exam. This can be very important, and although we think that there's a lot of information out there about melanoma, one study actually found that among patients with less than a high school education, less than 20% of them knew that melanoma was a skin cancer. So any kind of education that we can provide so that people know what melanoma is and the importance of early detection is a real service to our patients. We have a lot of anecdotal evidence to suggest that screening works. For example, most of us have had the experience of having a patient come in for an unrelated concern, taking a look at their back or taking a look at their skin, and finding a melanoma that they didn't know was present. We also have other studies that back up the importance of screening. One study showed that having had a full skin exam in the 3 years prior to being diagnosed with a melanoma was associated with a decreased risk of having a thick melanoma. And this value was found particularly in men and patients over the age of 50, showing the benefit of screening in an older population. While we don't have randomized studies that are prospectively done to show the value of skin cancer screening like we do for other types of cancer, we do have very good studies, and really one that came out in the past year that I think gives us a good idea that melanoma screening can, in fact, save lives. This was not done in the United States, but this was actually done in Germany, where they had a national skin cancer screening project. For 1 year, and between July 2003 and June of 2004, in one of the German states, individuals who were 20 years or older and had the state health insurance were accepted and able to participate in a study where they were invited to come in for one time for a skin cancer screening. The screening was performed by either a dermatologist or by a primary care physician who had gone through a training course and who then would refer suspicious lesions to a dermatologist for further evaluation. About 19% of the population in this German state took advantage of this and was screened. The participants were primarily women. There are about three times as many women as men who decided to take advantage of the screening offer. What they found was that during the screening period, there was a high increase in the incidence of melanoma, so not expected when more people came in for screening, more melanomas were found. However, these melanomas tended to be thin, and 90% of the invasive melanomas detected during this year were less than a millimeter in depth. So these are the better prognosis, thinner melanomas. And the proportion of thinner tumors was much higher than it had been in the past in these registries, so suggesting that we were finding earlier melanomas. Now, finding early melanomas may or may not actually save lives. One could argue that perhaps you're finding slower-growing melanomas that weren't likely to progress or to cause death. However, when they looked out several years after this just 1 year screening window was completed, they looked at the mortality rate for melanoma in among the people in the screen state. And it turns out that the mortality rate dropped by nearly 50%. Now, when they compared this to melanoma mortality in the surrounding states, that really didn't have a significant change, suggesting that really in the screening area, the decrease in melanoma-related mortality was in fact due to the screening and not just a national trend. Now, when we look at the melanoma detection rates in this study, what we find is that the highest rates of detection were seen with increasing age and that more melanomas were detected in men than women. So even though men had a lower screening rate, they had a higher rate of melanoma detection per 100,000 screenees. In this study, they were able to detect a total of 585 melanomas and over 2,500 non-melanoma skin cancers. So if we look at the number of people that they needed to screen to find a skin cancer, overall, 620 people needed to be screened to find one melanoma. And that's very similar to the numbers that we see if we look at, for example, the American Academy of Dermatology screenings. 116 people needed to be screened to find any skin cancer. If we look at the number of biopsies that needed to be performed among men, the higher risk group, we find that in men 65 and older, 20 biopsies needed to be performed to find one melanoma. And in men 20 to 49, the younger men, over 50 biopsies needed to be performed to find one melanoma. And this really gets us to the topic of what happens when we screen lower risk patients, or what effect does the risk of the patient have on the number of biopsies that are performed. When the German government looked at the results of this study, they actually implemented a national screening program based on these results. So what they have recommended is that screening start at the age of 35 to try to capture more of the higher risk population. When we look at the cost effectiveness of melanoma screening, we know that earlier detection of melanoma can not only save lives, but also saves healthcare dollars. One study that used a mathematical model to try to determine what was a cost-effective screening found that starting at the age of 50, for people who have a first-degree relative with melanoma, screening every 2 years is cost-effective, and that for people who don't have any family history of melanoma, a one-time screening at the age of 50 is cost-effective. In addition to finding thinner melanomas that can save lives with screening, we also know that thinner melanomas are less expensive to treat. In one study, they looked at the total treatment cost of treating an in situ melanoma, and it was estimated to be about $5,000. By contrast, if you treat a deeper melanoma, so a T4B melanoma, the estimated treatment cost for that is over $110,000. So a very significant difference in cost when we can find melanoma earlier. In conclusion, by screening for skin cancer, and particularly for melanoma, we are able to find earlier melanomas. And the German data really do suggest that we don't just find thinner melanomas that weren't going to harm the patient, but that, in fact, we can influence mortality and improve mortality for melanoma if we have a defined screening program. When we look at the data on who tends to get melanoma and who tends to die from it, we probably should be screening particularly our older patients. We do know that our older men are less likely to come in for screening, and so we really need to try to encourage them to get screened when they're in our offices for other reasons. We also, when we have even cosmetic patients coming in for treatment of the effects of long-term sun exposure, we know that these people are also at risk for skin cancer. We should encourage them to put on a gown and have a one-time screening to see if we can find any skin cancers, and potentially we can impact melanoma survival as well as cost that way.
Thank you, Dr. Ferris, for your discussion of skin cancer screening. For more information, access Dr. Ferris's article from the February 2013 issue of Cutis here on cutis.com.